about to go on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Today is Girl Talk. It's that hour again, the hour of power, the hour of love, sex, and relationships. And I just have to put a forewarning out there that this is, we do talk about some explicit topics from time to time, so all the kids should be in bed anyways, but I'm just putting that out there for you. It's myself, Erica D., and I've got Anika Brooke on the phone. Say hey, Anika.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing today, Erica B?
I'm not doing too bad. I've had a pretty good week. I'm very, very happy about the week that I had. You know, it's always fun hanging out with friends and making new friends. And, you know, I enjoy myself. I enjoy myself. How about you?
Well, you know what? I have to say the same thing. It's always good hanging out with friends and making new friends. And I think I'm on the same page with you with that one.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I've got a couple of good topics to talk about. I had some pretty interesting conversations with people during the week. And some of them said, some people, I get it. You're a little nervous to call in and talk about it, but a lot of them call and want me to talk about some of these topics. So this one is very, 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 very interesting. So I definitely want you guys to hear it. So they said they were going to call in. It was about should you use protection or not and how you feel about that. Now, one person that was sitting around at the round table talking to us was saying that they believed that you should have safe sex for all of those particular reasons that we all know of. And then there was somebody who said that they would never sleep with a guy, and she was a female, said she'd never sleep with a guy unless he was not wearing protection. And we all thought that was a little weird because of the things that go on nowadays, you know, when you're not protected using safe sex. So for that woman to say that was kind of odd to us. Then the other thing we thought about, too, that was really odd was that she was saying that, you know, if you're married, you shouldn't wear a condom because, you know, and then that's a debate. Now, mind you, I'm a single woman. I'm not married. I haven't been married. But I've always been raised to think that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily use a condom with my husband. I definitely would not want to because I'm not crazy about condoms, but I do use protection. But obviously there are times I didn't because I have a child. But, you know, I just feel like sometimes, you know, people go outside of the relationship, but when they go outside of the relationship, there's a possibility that they need that condom. So what do you think about that subject?
Well, I think that if you are not in a monogamous relationship, then condoms are almost a necessity. Because there's too much out there. You know, and I know things happen, so you have to make a conscious effort, and especially, you know, with our young people. You know, there's too many diseases and things that you can't get rid of on top of pregnancy.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, condoms. Now, when you are married or in a monogamous relationship, that's something different. Of course, you want to, you know, completely feel your mate. But somebody that you're just having a, you know, a little fling with, and nah, you got to strap.
Yeah, I get that, too. I get that, too. And I feel that way to an extent, but then, you know, there are so many married men out here that are cheating on their wives. and, you know, you just don't know where trust is just, like, simply gone, you know. And I have had safe sex where it was just wonderful. They make all different types of condoms now, some that, you know, I've heard of, like, the Barely There. I had a partner, we used some great ones, and as well as lubricants, you know, to help intensify the situation, you know. But I don't know, I just feel even, I feel like you feel I would want to trust my mate enough, but I don't know, people are very untrustworthy nowadays to me. And definitely if you've got multiple partners, I would definitely say that. But usually if I have a partner, I'm with that partner, and that's, you know, that's it. But I know there's plenty of different stories out here, because I heard gonorrhea is on the rise again. That's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got the medications that they're using, that they were using to fight it, it's like resistant against that. So it's like super gonorrhea. So,
right, and they have to have a shot and the, you know, oral medication as well. I was reading that article.
That's horrible. That's, like, horrible. And, like, how could you, I don't know, I think that it would just be best to find that one, just one person. How can you deal with all that? That's a lot to deal with. I just feel like one person to do everything, but. You know, of course, some people like spice in life.
I agree. So, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, you know, with people not being very trustworthy and, you know, question, you know, with a lot of people stepping outside of their marriages and relationships, do you agree with married people wearing condoms during sex?
I don't know. That's just a toughie, because I don't, when I'm married, I don't want to. I know I don't want to, because I've spent all this time doing it. I know I don't want to, but I don't know. I just know that there's so many, like, married people, you know what I'm saying, that step outside and outside their marriage and relationships for whatever reason, you know, and I'm just nervous, you know. I want to trust that man with all my heart and soul. That's the main reason why I married him. But I don't know. I just don't know. And then I think about it, too. You're going to die from something one day. So depending on the age, depending on how you feel about it, I don't think one way is wronger than the other. I really don't. I see both sides. But I don't know. That's just, that's really, that's, that's touchy. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, because if I'm, you know, in a marriage, of course, it has to be trust. And, you know, I know a lot of people step out, and, you know, you don't want to be, you know, naive to the situation. You know, but you say that, okay, so you're saying to your spouse, you have to wear a condom if, you know, we're going to have sex. That right there is just saying, I don't trust you. You know, I don't know what you're doing. And I don't trust your penis. So, with that being said.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. That is true, too. That's just like saying, I don't trust you. And then, you know, like, some people don't need to be trusted, you know, because some people. And then sometimes I feel like people do know when people step outside, and when they don't, they just choose to be, you know, quiet about it, or choose to deal with it or bear with it for whatever reason.
Right.
But. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
See, there isn't like a trust. If there's not that kind of trust, then we shouldn't even be together. We shouldn't even, because if I have to wonder what you're doing when you walk outside of that door, and if you have to wear a condom when you lay down with me, being my spouse, then we don't need to be together. And if you know, then go ahead and do what you need to do, because clearly, you know, you don't want to be here.
Yeah, and then I think about it, too. You know, like, sometimes people at different stages in the relationship get, I don't know, tired of each other, or maybe they may be going through something, the two of them together as a couple, and they split up, they may split apart or don't seem like they're, you know, they're vibing on the right page or whatever, and mm-hmm. they may step out then. Maybe not intentionally, maybe they start off in a good place, but then they end up in a real jacked up place. I think we need like a male's perspective. I wish that some guys would call in and tell us what they think about it, because I don't want them to think that we're male bashing them, but, you know, all we know are the experiences that we've had with males, because that's the only thing that we did, that we deal with. But maybe we'll have a guy call in and let us know how he's feeling about, you know, if he chooses to go raw, if he likes it better that way, or if he likes it with the if he likes it with the condom off or on, and would he ask his mate? Because, you know, and then you think about it, though. If somebody wants you to sign a prenup, then I want you to wear a condom. You know, I think that's the same difference. But people sign prenups all day long. It's, to me, I feel like a prenup is saying I don't trust you. If you're, you know, if we go by your definition, and like a condom is saying that I don't trust you. So I know for sure, definitely, if they ask me to sign a prenup, then definitely they shouldn't have a problem with wearing a condom, you know.
And so that's your stipulation. You come with me with a prenup, that means you wear a condom. Prenup, condom.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Prenup. If you ask me for a prenup, you definitely got to wear a condom. But now, and I don't know. It's just, like I said, obviously I've done it without a condom before, and there's a difference in the way that things feel. A total difference. And having to get used to having safe sex was a very was something I had to be mature about and get used to, you know. Like I said, I've dealt with a partner before, and he did an excellent job at it. Like, he bought the perfect condoms, we had the perfect lubricant, and things just went easier. They seemed natural. It wasn't the focus of thought. Have you ever been, like, in bed with somebody, and then that's what you're thinking about right there, because you're like, okay, this is not jive in the way I wanted to jive. It's not feeling mm-hmm. like I wanted to feel, you know, I'm ready to stop. I don't know if maybe that's mm-hmm. like a brand thing or what that is, but have you ever been in a situation like that before?
Well, sure. Sure.
But, yeah, you know, he did a really good job with using everything. But, you know, like, I think of the times that I've gone out before and hung out in my younger days, and, you know, just, you know, you meet people and you don't know what people are about. There's so much to be afraid of. You've got, like, what is that? You got down low people, guys, girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys usually like it when the girls are like that, but, you know, you just got so many things, and from the health aspect of it, it's just, that's the part that makes me scared the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that scares me the most.
You can't get rid of, you know, nowadays, so.
Yeah, that's true, too. There's some of it stuck with you forever.
Right. I don't know. It would be nice to get a male's point of view to see what they.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Because it'd be very, very interesting. Hold on a second. Looks like we've got some callers, so let's see what our callers are saying. Hold on. We've got Georgia on the line, and the last four numbers are 7994. Hi, caller. You're on the air, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Romello, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, what's up, Romello? Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Romello.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How's it going, ladies? Great show. Great show.
Perfect.
Good conversation tonight, y'all.
Thank you. So what's your spin on it? You've heard us talk, like, a bunch on it. What do you think about the, you want it covered or uncovered? We definitely need
a male
perspective.
Okay, well, in my profession, I'm saying, you know, I do entertainment for a living, so you got to cover it up. I mean, it's just the idea that it's so much out here in the world today, you know what I mean? You can't really trust nobody, you feel me? If you're married or not.
Yeah.
You have to protect yourself. aspect yourself.
Okay,
so, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, in today's world, if you don't step up, I mean, you showing your own self, really. I don't care how good it's bad you are. I mean, for real, it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind, really. You know, some people say it's not,
so
but it really is.
So check this, right? We were just talking about, like, and I just came up out of the blue, like, you know, she was saying that if you're married, it should be okay, you know, not to wear the condom or whatever. And I, you know, and I'm on the fence with it, you know, because, like, I've told her I've seen married people who step outside of their marriages, you know, there's still that, there's no security to me, you know. I would want to be in a relationship and I would want to not have to wear a condom. But then, like I told her, that's just like a person that says, you know, I want a prenup. So if you want a prenup, to me, that says I don't trust you. And if you're saying that a condom says I don't trust you, then okay, then we're both even now. You know, if you're asking me to sign a prenup, we should be understanding where we're coming from. But do you, what do you think about condoms in a marriage?
I mean, for me, I mean, I'm a condom man. I might throw in too. I'm saying it don't matter. I mean, I just trust condoms. I'm saying, I mean, I feel like, you know,
yeah,
I'm just gonna save it. It's gonna save my life. But I mean, you know, when you get married, you know, you get married to be as one. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right,
and not cheat.
Yeah.
But if you don't really know, I mean, if your spouse has been known for cheating or had those tendencies, you gotta stay covered, stay protected. You know what I'm saying, on both ends. I mean, especially for a female and a male, because now it's like you don't know what might happen. You might go home, and I've known couples that had been burnt, you know what I'm saying, by her old man, you know what I'm saying, or by his woman.
Yeah.
They got there one night because they got mad or frustrated and pissed off at the old man or the woman. They got with somebody and gave them some kind of disease, whether it was trichomonia, chlamydia, or gonorrhea. They got something that's home to their spouse. That ain't cool. So it's like, you know, to me is, I say stay strapped until you really, 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 you know what I'm saying, know that partner, you know what I'm saying, is on up and up, for real. I think so. All that get tested, get your HIV test, that's cool too, but they can still cheat. You know what I'm saying? They can have a test last month and cheat them all. And now you're still doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I'm not with it.
Yeah.
I'm not with it.
Well, do me a favor and hold on, because I was going to, when Anika's done, I'm just going to put you on hold, because you're the only guy that's called in tonight, because we have another caller that's calling in. But Anika, go ahead and say what you were saying.
Well, I'm saying that's good, and I really hope that, you know, if you were able to tell a lot of young men that, how important it is, because not just older men, but especially our young men need to know how imperative it is to stay strapped up until you are with somebody that you know that you can trust. And then it still is questionable, but, you know, we all have to step out at some point in time when it comes to, you know, somebody that you want to marry. You know, you have to have faith somewhere.
Right.
But it's important. Strap it up. You don't have to worry about pregnancies, diseases, things you can't get rid of. Now, still, those pretty little crabs that hang around.
Right. Okay, so we're going to have the next caller come on the air. The last four. It looks like we got Michigan in the house. 0280. The caller with the last four numbers of 0280. Please let us know your name and where are you calling from?
This is O. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, O, what
hey,
up, Joe?
What's going on?
Hey, so you've heard some of the stuff we're talking about. What you think? What's on your mind?
I just feel, you know, first of all, I'm all for wearing protection, especially when you're not in a monogamous relationship and you're just out here living life. But when you get married.
Yeah.
When you get married, when you say I do, you know what I'm saying, like, this who you rocking with.
Right.
If y'all need to wear protection, y'all need not to be together.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. That's true.
I mean,
true.
For me, it's just that simple. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I understand it's a bunch of people on the down low and all of that. Okay, because y'all not in a committed married relationship. When you get married, there's no way you should be stopping at the store to get no condos, because that, I feel like that's leaving open the avenue for you to cheat.
Because
a married man get caught with some condoms, his wife's going to be upset, the average wife. Like, why you got these condoms?
Yeah. I mean, even the girlfriend is upset. But I got this question for you. You were saying that. Oh. You know, so should you wear them while you're single? Because some people are in monogamous, like, relationships, period. Let's throw the marriage out of there and just say, you know, like, if I'm going to marry this guy, I sleep with him, and we wear a condom all the way up to the night we get married? Or, you know, because my thing is, you know, what if he steps out? Or I'm just wondering, what if he steps out? And should I wear a condom with this guy all the way up till I get married and then take it off?
I think maybe until the point in time where maybe you guys can come to, well, in a relationship here, you've got to come to an agreement. If you're talking about getting married, we're talking about that, you know, we're in a committed relationship. At some point in time, you know, we're saying, okay, it's just you and me, so it's just you and me. This is the agreement that we made out. Along the way, if one of us break that agreement, then we need to reevaluate whether or not we need to get married.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. As long as y'all have an understanding, though. But that's, you know, the problem with us is we fail to communicate.
This is true.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too, because that was going to be another question that I had. And so I've got both the guys on the line, so I'm going to ask both of you guys this. Because sometimes we as women, because this is the point I wanted to bring up that you brought up that was really good. You know, sometimes we miscommunicate on what type of relationship we do have. And just because we don't tell that other person, okay, I went out with this person, you know, and these are the things that we did, because you don't give them all of the information. Maybe sometimes that person, you know, that guy or that girl might think it's just you two. Because, you know, there comes a certain time where you don't write a note anymore and say, will you go with me? Yes, no, maybe. You know, it just kind of happens, you know. So what if I'm dating this guy and we get together and we hook up all the time and, you know, he never tells me what it is he does with other women. I don't think a lot of us ever tell each other what we do with other people. But I'm thinking it's just all about me and him, and it's not.
I'm going to have y'all talk
about that.
It has, well, can I, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
That has a lot for me. That has a lot to do with the communication, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, we get into these things and we assume things instead of just asking, hey, so is me and you, are we exclusive?
Right.
Or do you do the things on the side? You get what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
I think the communication factor is where we at, because there's some women that are okay with men stepping out as long as you come home every night and you're using protection in the streets. You get what I'm saying? So
that's true.
A lot of men, we're not honest because we afraid to lose the one that we want. So I'm not going to be honest with you because I don't think you're willing to accept. I'm taking your options away when I do that. I should give
you
the
are.
Option to say.
I'm so glad somebody finally admitted to that. Okay.
I should give you, no, but real talk, I should give you the option to say whether or not you're willing to be my main woman or my bottom, you get what I'm saying, and I still hoe around in the streets.
Right. So, Romello, what do you think about it?
I mean, I just feel like, you know, he's saying, you know, you see him option, but. You know, in today's society, man, you got more women than men now. You know what I mean? Out here, and there's so much wild stuff going on. You got more women, messing with women, and guys loving that. You might have your woman at home. You have her and her girlfriend outside the household. So it's what's going on, man. I just say strap up. I don't care if you're married or not, man. I say strap up, man. Protect yourself and live.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I mean, understand, like, how many people get married? Spouses get married, they get married to each other and go with their girlfriends, have some drinks before you know it. They didn't hit their ex-boyfriend off or his ex-girlfriend off. I mean, things happen. I'm saying things can happen. I mean, we're all human.
Well,
things can happen.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, hold on. We're all human. You know what I'm saying? So people can't tell me, well, I never thought about it. I never did it. Or, I mean, come on. This is real talk here. You know what I'm saying? We all have done things or thought things in our head before. You know what I mean? My thing is, I'm saying, just be on the safe side, protect yourself, that's all. Because only you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? When you do, take your own self.
Yeah.
how you're saying it, it sounds like, you know, people are going out with no self-control. You run across somebody and then, you know, boom, something happened. People have to have self-control, and I think, you know, a lot of people have more self-control than what we're saying right now.
Shit.
Of course you're tempted. Of course things happen, but you can't control yourself.
I think everything is a conscious decision, though. I think, like, if you go out and you say, oh, babe, it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. That was an underlying thought in your head the whole time, especially at a certain age.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying, yeah, because so something out here, I mean, now all that stuff makes a difference, too. I'm saying that people do out there, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And make their own decisions. I'm saying, you know, we can't say it's not happening. I mean, if you are a poor or a census, it'll come back mostly with cheap, you know what I'm saying, that are faithful, that are married, you know what I'm saying? That's a known census, you know what I mean? That
yeah.
More folks cheap
yeah.
that are married, you know what I'm saying, and catch disease and bring home to the South because they're out there on some slick dumb shit, dumb stuff as in, oh, I'm sorry, baby, I got drunk last night, or I saw my ex-fiance or my ex-girlfriend, whatever, and it just happened. You know what I mean? I was drinking. I was smoking. I was on perks. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's something happened, man, when you're out there in this world. And that's just real. I mean, it's just real. It's
oh,
real,
yeah.
man.
That's...
I'm coming from a place of, like, you know what I'm saying, being somewhat of a ladies' man, right? So my mm-hmm. best friend, he don't cheat at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, bro, how do you do it? You get what I'm saying? He said, oh, the problem is you put yourself in a position to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a relationship and you know this girl feeling you, she say, man, come over, let's just have a few drinks and chill. You get what I'm saying? You made a conscious decision knowing that she feeling you to go over there and have a few drinks and chill. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Take your ass to the crib. You get what I'm saying?
Because
everybody
you already
not
know
like
what's
that.
Gonna happen when you go over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying things don't happen, but you put yourself in a position to happen.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's for anybody. I mean you're the person in control. So yeah, I mean that's true. I mean, what I'm saying, it does happen though. I mean, it does happen. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just can't sit on the phone and be like, yo, it don't happen, or you know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. Nah, that's happens though.
Yeah.
And I'm not, if you're single, okay, do whatever you want to do. I'm talking about if you're in a relationship, you made a conscious decision to cheat. You get what I'm saying? Because you know you put yourself
yeah.
in a bold position.
Yeah.
You have a business out to eat with her or going over her crib or your homeboy calling you and saying, hey, bro, come on with me. I need you to go over here and run some interference with you. As a man,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to be like, oh, bro, I'm good. I'm going to go home with my homeboy. But her homegirl over here, bro, come on over. Oh, dog, I'm going to go to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, look, like you said, your homeboy, you don't cheat. That's a good dude, I'm saying. And that's probably one in a million.
Yeah.
Saying? I'm just saying. I didn't mean to say a million, but you feel me though, right? I'm just saying, when you have a good guy there, right? I'm just saying, man, like, you in Atlanta, man. Atlanta, it's like, there's so many, man, here. It's so open and obvious, I'm saying. Like, it's just so open, I'm saying, to women that are beautiful, gorgeous
yeah.
from all over the world. They live here as a melting pot. It's like you have one, two, three at the same time. It's like that here. And the young girls are even more open to jump at you, I'm saying. But like you said before, it's your own decision, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
make their own decision, I'm saying. A lot of females do, too. So it's like temptation, I'm saying. It's out there, you know. It's out there. I'm saying I'm an industry cat, I'm from the industry for music, so I'm saying I see it every day. So I've got people wise, man, I mean, football players, basketball players, rappers, they got people wives and homes and everything, man, like, yo, why would you do that? But they still do it, though, because, like you said before, it's a decision, being conscious, you know what I'm saying, they just do it. They blame alcohol and perks and whatever else they, but nah, they still do it, though. It happens, man, you got the best of a home, man, these cats are still cheap. I'm sorry to say it, man.
Well, I have to say this was a very good conversation. We're coming to the end of the show. We got a matter of seconds to go. But I appreciate everybody weighing in and giving their opinion. And you guys have a great rest of the week. And I love you. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da